USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 22, according to the White House. The National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing, and that we may, in fact, find out that more Americans are part of the hostage pool.
Kirby said the administration is doing all they can to locate the missing Americans. The surprise attack by Hamas on Israel occurred last Saturday. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. In a closed-door Republican conference meeting today, Scalise secured a narrow victory over Congressman Jim Jordan with a vote of 113 to 99.
Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
To assume the position formerly held by ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Louisiana congressman will now need to garner at least 217 votes on the House floor. Congressman George Santos is facing increased scrutiny over his tenure in the House. Republican lawmakers are poised to present a resolution for Santos' expulsion from Congress. The move comes in the wake of 10 additional federal charges being levied against him, compounding the original 13-count indictment. The United Auto Workers strike has entered its 27th day, with UAW members currently picketing at 43 different facilities nationwide. Union President Sean Fain has been progressively including more plants in the strike as negotiations with the big three automakers continue. And tonight, America could have a new billionaire when the second largest lottery jackpot in history is drawn. The grand prize stands at an astounding estimated value of $1.73 billion. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland will come with a higher price tag. Disney revealed today that they are implementing increases in theme park ticket prices as well as parking fees and their Genie Plus service. At Disney World in Florida, the cost of an annual pass will see an increase ranging from $30 to $50 depending on the type of pass you have. Americans may be able to catch a rare solar eclipse this weekend.
A ring of fire eclipse expected to occur on October 14th in the U.S., as well as in Central and South America. That ring of fire eclipse will go through western states like Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Texas, and some parts of California, Idaho, Colorado, and Arizona. Everyone else is going to get a partial glimpse without that full ring of fire effect. An eclipse occurs when the moon passes in front of the sun, and eye protection is a must. Experts recommend buying ISO-certified eclipse glasses or using an indirect viewing method like pinhole projection. I'm Corey Myers.
A recent Gallup poll indicates that almost two-thirds of Americans believe that businesses have a positive influence on their lives, while over half the respondents expressed that businesses excel in making positive contributions to American lives. A significant portion also believes that there is room for further improvement. The poll also found that Americans were twice as likely to view small businesses as having a positive impact. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.